Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what up, it is Vic Ragapathy with more on our top story.
Charlie Kirk was doing what he's known for, debating political topics on a college campus, this time Utah Valley University in Orem for the conservative media outlet he founded 13 years ago, Turning Point USA. Around 2:20 Eastern, officials say he was hit by a single targeted shot near his neck. He died sometime later at the hospital. President Trump mourned his close ally on Truth Social.
Violence and murder are the tragic consequence of demonizing those with whom you disagreed in the most hateful and despicable way possible.
Police apprehended George Zinn at the scene, but later said he's not a suspect. They announced having another person of interest in custody around 6, but FBI Director Kash Patel said that person had been released 2 hours later. Officials say Kirk was shot from campus some distance away, potentially from a rooftop surrounding the low-lying bowl where he sat. UVU police say 6 officers and some more in plain clothes were working the event, attended by some 3,000 people. Adam Garber is the executive director of Ceasefire PA.
We should be able to have peaceful conversations and share ideals, and while we vociferously disagree with many of Charlie's positions, violence is just never an acceptable response.
Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.